At this time of year, we'd normally be getting ready for the largest public art festival of the Southwest. And rather than just cancel, this year's Chock the Block is going virtual. Here to tell us all about it is Ismael Acosta. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
So how are you doing? I mean, we like to do these little check-ins first. We're all in a pandemic.
Yeah, life is crazy. But, you know, thankfully we're doing well. It's like a roller coaster, you know, you don't know when the big fall is coming, and one day you're up and the next day you're down. But, you know, it's just the way of life right now, you know, just as
same.
Exactly.
Some days are better than others. Some days feel really short. Other days feel eternal. But I'm glad that Chock the Block kept going, because I know in particular that for a lot of our artists, it's the market that they depend on the most to sell their wares.
Of course. Yeah. You know, it was something at the beginning, I'm going to be completely honest, that at the beginning of the pandemic, we didn't think it was going to happen. All of our other major programming, you know, across the city has been postponed until further notice, I guess.
Right.
So we were just kind of, you know, not thinking about it very much until, you know, we had some conversations with some of our partners, the community foundation, the El Paso Community Foundation being one of those. And it was like, you know what, we need it, our city needs it, our artists need it, our vendors need it. So how can we make this happen? And that's when the idea of having a virtual Chock the Block came about. The largest art festival in the region, summed up to a weekend virtually. So it's pretty exciting.
So what's that going to look like? How are the vendors going to sell? I know you guys are having performances and all that. Just what does that look like for me? Like, I like to shop at Chock the Block for Christmas, and then I keep half of the stuff. It happens every year.
I have the joke that I hate walking through the vendor market because so much money, because everything is so cool. It's artisan arts, you know, so you have everything from beauty products to apparel, to art, you know, paintings, jewelry. So yeah, you know, we're going to have all of it. All of that is going to be on the Chock the Block website. So obviously we are going to be using our social media on our Facebook, obviously, for all of our content, for all of our, you know, big announcements or whatnot. But the bulk of the festival is going to be on chocktheblock.com. So right there, you're going to be able to go to chocktheblock.com. You're going to be able to go to our artist vendor tab, and we're going to have a list of all of the vendors that are going to be participating with, you know, a short bio, some pictures of what they sell, but then it's going to direct you, you know, link you and direct you to the vendor's online store. So that's how it's going to work. And everything is going to be, all of the products are going to be shipped out to the public.
That's amazing. I love the resourcefulness of it. And I'm sure, like, even for the folks participating in the marketing, they're like, okay, well, now how do I set up a little e-commerce, right? But
yeah. But you know what? It's fairly easy now. You know, yeah. There's like Shopify or Square or Etsy, you know, that a lot of vendors are taking advantage of. So it's fairly easy now to be able, you know, to set up an online store. So we're really excited because, like you mentioned, a lot of our vendors depend on these type of large scale festivals to be able to perform or to sell, you know, their goods. And now, you know, via virtually, we're going to be able to give a platform to that.
Okay, so let's talk about your performances. Who do you have in line, online? What's coming?
Again, people are going to be able to go to our Facebook or to the chocktheblock.com website. And we have some amazing, amazing artists. First of all, I need to give a huge shout out to DJ Rodriga Rockmore. I love her sets, honestly.
She's awesome.
Yes, some of the most electrifying, you know, DJ sets come from Rodriga Rockmore. And she's going to be rocking the show there. And I can't wait for it, honestly.
Yes.
We also have the Local Legends Tribes, which is a mariachi indie group. You know, they're hitting it big time right now. They just got signed to a major record label. They've been super busy during the quarantine. They've been doing media tours around Mexico and Latin America. They were in Despierta America just this past week. So we're very excited to have Tribes with us. We're also going to be having a fairly new artist. His name is Jerry Vlack. And Jerry Vlack, I think, just graduated high school.
Oh, wow.
Del Valle High School. And he's just such a talented kid. He's so talented. We're so excited. It's going to be his Chalk the Block debut. So we're going to have him as well. And we're going to have an awesome band. They're called Our Friend the Mountain. And they're an indie folk band, you know, and I really like them. They've been in previous programming with MCAT as well. So we're actually very, very excited for this year's lineup.
How are you doing, or are you doing the chalk piece of it? We didn't even talk about the chalk. We went straight to shopping and music.
It's true, but of course, it can't be Chalk the Block without chalk, you know? So this year, we obviously scaled it down. I believe last year we had close to 40 chalk artists compete, but this year we're having 15. We're having 5 artists in each category. So we have the student category, we have the emerging category, and we have the showcase category. So 5 artists, they submitted an online application through SurveyMonkey, and then we had an artist selection panel, and then they got selected. And each artist is going to be chalking on their own area.
On their own block. I love it.
Yeah. So they're going to be on their own, you know, territory, in their driveway, in their sidewalks. And they're just going to be, I think it's awesome. It's an awesome opportunity for even to get the community involved, you know, obviously practicing social distancing, wearing face coverings and whatnot. But these artists, you know, they're going to get down and dirty right there on their driveways. And I'd like to mention, you know, that part of what MCAT does and what we believe is giving back to our artists. So each of the artists that have been selected, just for being selected as a participating artist, they are getting an honorarium. So, you know, that's something that we're very, very proud about. And then obviously everybody is on the race to win that big best of show prize, you know, and this year the grand prize is of $2,000.
Whoa. So y'all aren't messing around.
No.
And what about the judging? How's that going to work? Are the judges literally like driving around to all the places, or are they taking photos?
Yeah, no. So what we did is we have 2 judges per category, right? So each judge is going to be in charge of 5 artists. So they're going to be going to each location, taking photos, and they're actually judging, you know. So there are the ones that are going to be responsible to choosing the winners for each category. And then at the end, we're going to have Microsoft Teams meeting like this, and we're all going to see those pictures, and they're going to be able to select that best of showcase winner.
Wow. Did we miss anything? Because, you know, we didn't talk about the enchilada lady. I don't know if you were able to make that virtual. Because she is also the reason I live for Chalk the Block.
Yeah. You know, the other reason I love Chalk the Block are the churros.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I miss those churros. Unfortunately, we won't be able to make it.
It's a little harder to do.
Yeah. Your food would be cold by the time it was delivered to you.
Right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, but everything else is there.
All right. Well, if you could figure out how to make a virtual enchilada, I mean, I would appreciate that greatly. So what are the dates for this year's Chalk the Block, times, that kind of thing? Like, when should we start tuning in? Like, walk us through that.
Of course. So usually it's a 3-day event, you know, where we take over downtown. This year is a 1-day event. So it's Saturday, October the 10th.
It's today.
So today you can go to chalktheblock.com. Today you can go to our Facebook page and you can take part of this, man. And I just want to remind everybody that all of our artists are local. All of our bands are local. All of our artists and the vendor market are local, you know? So I think this is a great way to support local business. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Chalk the Block brings a $1.2 million boost to the local economy every year, you know, and of course we understand that this year it might not be, you know, that big because we're not there physically, but that doesn't mean that we can't, you know, take part of that and helping and just supporting local.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is beyond supporting local. This is supporting local artists who have lost all of their market opportunities, they're just kind of starting to get their virtual opportunities going, but it just feels like them in particular, they've been hit the hardest, you know, no gallery spaces, just the things that they traditionally do are gone, las artistas, all that stuff.
It's crazy. So
it's our duty to go and shop and support and listen today. Does it go dark at any point, or how long is it? Is the market open online?
So we're actually thinking of leaving it a little bit more. So maybe, you know, this is all subject to change.
Right. We're in a pandemic. We're not holding you to anything.
You know, just roll with the punches. But as of right now, it's just going to be on Saturday. But we're thinking of maybe even letting it run through Sunday, all the way to Sunday night as well.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if we were physically at Chalk the Block, people get the party started on Friday, even though we tell them, hey, you know, it's like kind of open, but no, they don't care.
They don't.
Well, Ismael, thank you so much. Thank you for keeping Chalk the Block alive. It is our duty to go to chalktheblock.com right now and participate and support our local artists and musicians. Ismael, thank you so much for coming today. Today, my guest has been Ismael Acosta from Chalk the Block. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.